Welcome to Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. Get ready to join our aquatic tour as your host takes you to a world that you've never known about, under the sea. Whether you know a lot or a little about marine life, we're sure to have something to interest you. Now, here's your host.
Yeah. Keto to Dive Shop, so he has some pretty cool stuff in there. And so what we did was we went over there for the 5th of July party and we got the pool. And I saw the next guy we had, and he had some other radio lady guys, but we breathe off of the octopus. The octopus is the one that you give to another person if you need it. And so what he did was he let me use it, and I really loved it. And so it was really fun. And so he said, 2 weekends from this weekend, I'm going to have another guy for this. And I'm going to teach everyone. You can come and spend the night, and then you can go down with us the next day. So it worked out perfectly. And then after that, 2 weeks later, I went to a retirement home because I was holding the class, and it was actually a beautiful retirement home. And when I went there, it was very pretty on the inside. They had a pool there, they had a hot tub there, and it was a beautiful home. They had beautiful rooms for their patients. And so after that happened, I went into the room where everybody was, and he shook my hand. I set my stuff right next to me, and I got a spiral notebook out of this that flew it on me. And he showed videos and pictures and PowerPoints, so I took notes. And I took quite a bit of notes, but everybody else was just over there listening because you have to take a written exam to get certified. And so after that, After the class, we went to the pool and we had some lunch. And then we got our stuff on and we went in the water. And then 5 seconds into it, we just did a fin kick in the rain. It was supposed to rain for a couple of hours. So I ended up dying that day for the rain for several hours. But we got to go out to dinner at this Mexican place and it was delicious. Great food. And the next morning, I woke up and went back to class early because they wanted it to get in the water and make sure that it wouldn't rain because it looked pretty outside. And then it started raining when we went to Whataburger to go get us a burger. And we started laughing and we started laughing. And then whenever we got there, the rain stopped. And so he showed us how to clean our swimming pool and stuff. And then we got to get up here and we got to go in the water. And it was real fun. We saw a bunch of diving instructors. We were swimming around. We were bumping into each other. We were bumping into the wall. And I was having trouble with it. But I got the hang of it. It got really fun. I just got to lay down and look up at the water and got to see the reflection of the sky. That was a pretty beautiful thing. And another thing that happened was he said that I was doing a great job. And I know that both the instructors, and they're really good people, and they'll keep an eye on me. And that's pretty much what they did. They had a good eye on me. He wouldn't really take his eyes off me. And another thing that happened was after my parents took me up front, they said, "Jake, how was it?" I said, "Well, it was great. I want to do it again." I said, "Okay." Let's take a
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Spit it out, and I was spitting it out, coughing up blood, and he
So I slept for a good 14 hours. So I felt plumped out, lying, got enough sleep. And so the Lord did this, and I'm like, yeah, I told him. He went down with me because he's a master deliverer. And we didn't know the baby, so he had to come to his own family. He navigated us right over there. So we're cleaning out all your stuff and go back to your face again. He said, yeah, me too. You feel it? He goes, yeah, I feel it. And I feel it too. So, but yeah, I was still spinning up blood with the bed, because with that time, I didn't have any blood coming up, but I equalized a lot. But, excuse me. And then, this guy, he's from Italy. December 16th, you can't teach scuba diving in the winter time, but you can go scuba diving, but it'll be extremely cold. That's why he only teaches right in the summer class, the only diving season. season, there's football season, there's baseball season, there's a diving season, and then the diving season is in the summer. And so that's pretty much how it happens. And again, his name is Dennis Bollinger. He is with Dustin Drivers. That's the name of his company. And I'll give you his number so that you can have a card with him and have his number. And I'll also give you some of the his numbers. And that is pretty much how his company works. He does it in a pool, and he has a whole trailer full of everything. He uses them all over the house. He uses them to wear up mattresses if he uses them.
Every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
At 13, you are just starting to become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 13 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through ready for what's next. Life at 13, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
We'll be right back. Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Got to build a bunch of rope and pull them back and pull them back and
Of water going in the face. doing my job. See, when I'm in this yacht socket, he got started with a big gun and a big pipe in his mouth, trying to breathe off the air as much as he could. And also, that's what my dad would tell me. And I said, well, later I was going to be in this kind of a Jack, the Jack Cousteau Society. He made the first diving company. And after that, he became extremely successful with all of his guide computers and all of his diving equipment and all of his amazing pieces of equipment that we all use today in the water.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
So he has to take his dive knife out. Your dive knife is what is not to fight off sharks, so don't do it. It is just to cut off fishing line or anything that sucks you. But if you have to stab fish for a reason, don't just do it on purpose because you're scared. Just wait until it makes the first move. But so he takes his side knife out and jabs him in the eye. So he finally rises up to the surface. And so he is so mad at that guy when he literally beats him up to where he is just flat out unconscious. The lifeguard has to break it up and makes him go home. That guy has to get rushed to the hospital. He has several bruised contusions in the brain. He was in a coma. I don't know if he survived or not. But he roughed him up pretty good. He did a real job. Also, with the Jewfish, it's almost the same color of a pufferfish, but it just doesn't puff. And you can usually find them out in the ocean. Usually, you don't find them in a freshwater area. They're all like their saltwater. So you would probably find them in Galveston, the beach, Gulf of Mexico, around those certain bodies of water. So if you go fresh water, if you're scared of two fish, don't be scared because you will find them in fresh water. And also, the thing is, Jewfish are also, they're actually, I think, they're more dangerous than sharks. Sharks still just probably sink the teeth in you, but a Jewfish will swallow you whole. My dad is a 200-pound man, and he said that a Jewfish can swallow him whole. They literally, they can't swim. If they try to swim, those go straight to the bottom, but they weigh too much. To literally walk on their fins so that they will not fall. And their fins are teeny tiny. They only have about a centimeter long and a centimeter wide fin. It's not that big. So if he puts too much weight on one fin, before he goes, he flips over. And he has to propel a lot of weight in order to flip himself back over. So, they are extremely dangerous, but just don't mess with them. Make sure if you're with a Jewfish, you see him first. Don't let him see you first. If he sees you first, you're in a heap of trouble. He's going to come straight after you, and he's going to bite at you. He's going to eat you up if you're not careful. And also, I don't know if this is my opinion. I don't think it's a fact. I don't think it's true or not. But I believe you can find Jewfish near rip currents. And they'll try to tell you in the rip current. A rip current is like a tornado in the water. Like, you know. And also, you can't fight it. And if you try to fight it, you'll perish. I find out he said he had two uncles perish in a rip current. It is stuff. But I don't think that's the case. I just wanted to give you information on that. And what a Jewfish will do, will usually he'll eat whatever he wants. He'll eat coral, he'll eat a little baby fish, he'll eat a huge fish. Because groupers, that's what a Jewfish is, just a very big grouper. Groupers, they don't usually have that big of an appetite. Usually, like regular group of fish, they'll just might eat little fish until they won't. They're not vegetarian if they don't eat algae or anything. But just a very large grouper will pretty much just leave you alone. It's pretty much just the Jewfish. But also, Jewfish have giant eyeballs. So they can see you pretty you know, taking a while to actually get to you. You know, so if you're in a cheap cliche, just keep your eyes peeled. And remember, you're listening to Under the Sea today on Voice of America Kids. I'm your host, Jacob Nelson, and today we are talking about fish food. And probably the most important thing about the two fish is that they're pretty hungry, mostly because that's why the 500 pounds, right? They eat so much. And so, if I were you, if you're recommending one, kind of stay away from the geofish, it's easy. Don't go to the bottom of the sea, because usually at the bottom is where the geofish hang out. So, just don't go to the bottom. And also, sometimes that's not possible because oceans, they go to thousands of feet deep. You won't live a couple thousand feet deep. And only the deepest mines that we've come is 204 feet. So, that is pretty much why you can't really get eaten up by a geofish too much. Yeah, you scuba-divers out there, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Under the Sea today. I'm your host, Jacob Nelson. We are produced live from Clifton Middle School in Houston, Texas. This show is produced by Kids Star for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next,
all ashore, who's going ashore? Thanks for joining us this week for Under the Sea. As always, we'll be back next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't be late or you'll miss the boat. Of course, you can always float along by listening on demand. We'll talk again next week.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm, and now from the Kidstar Album of the Month, here's Mr. Saxophone Dave Farther with Hugs and Kisses.
First you take your arms, open them wide, big enough to put an elephant inside. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them big hugs and kisses. Take your little tiny hands. When they're far apart, you gotta make room for that great big heart. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. It's hard to catch a ball when you're oh so small. Your little bitty arms, hard to do anything at all. But the grateful hugs, you got hugs to spare. We hug like bears and bears in love to share. So take those arms, open them wide. Big enough to put a rhinoceros inside. And you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. To put a hippopotamus inside. And then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. Give them big hugs and kisses. Give them all some hugs and kisses.
That was Dave Farver, Mr. Saxophone from the Kidstar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.